This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to It's a Bullseye, the darts betting podcast brought to you in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. I'm Nigel Seeley, and joining me to look ahead to this week's World Grand Prix is dart statistician at Carl Fletcher. Carl, the man who has been in absolutely fantastic form throughout the darts tournaments we have had on the BetRivers network. He haven't been around for us for the last couple of months because there hasn't been much going on in darts, but a busy period ahead now, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's been things going on, but there's not been many televised tournaments as such. So it comes to a busy spell now between October and November in the build-up to the Worlds. But yeah, back with the World Grand Prix on Sky this weekend and the week ahead. So hopefully we'll get back to winning ways after a quarter-final loss in the match play. But yeah, good start recently, 2 out of 3, so let's make it 3 out of 4.
Well, the record you've had, I mean, you're being quite critical of a quarterfinal disappointment in the last one we had. But prior to that, you've had winners galore, winners at 5-1, winners at 7-1, match bets that have won, parlays that have won. And this is the darts podcast you want to have if you want to be listening for winning tips. But this week, it's the World Grand Prix, starts Sunday. Usually this is a tournament, it's the Double In, Double Out tournament. And it's usually in Dublin. It's not in Dublin this year, it's in Leicester. Why haven't they moved it back? Any reason why?
I'm not sure why they moved it back. I know it was in was it Coventry last year? Obviously, that was probably pandemic reasons rather than anything else. But I'm not sure if there's an issue with the hotel in the past or the event where the place where it's held. So it's in Leicester. The staged event there last year in Leicester, it seemed to work well. So, yeah, I'm not sure why it's moved there, but it seems a location most people are happy to get to. So,
yeah, I mean, this is a unique tournament, isn't it? I mean, if anybody who's new to darts, it comes under the darts, and obviously darts is a growing sport, not only in the UK and across Europe, but also globally in the American market we have here. This is a unique tournament. You have to start with a double and you have to end with a double. So for someone like you, who is a man who is absolutely full of statistics, the percentage on doubles is really, really important here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the unique event of the year. It's difficult as well because the first round is only first to two sets, so it's a very short format, and you often see a number of seeds crash out early on. But yeah, doubling in instead of a straight start is a completely different format. You need somebody who's going to get reliant and get away quite quick. So yeah, I've examined the doubles from different perspectives: first start success, darts with three darts in hand, and overall success. And interestingly, the selection I'm going to go through later are actually ranking quite high on those metrics.
Well, they're the metrics you need to have, and the man who you need to have in your corner to go through those bets is definitely Carl Fletcher. Let's look at the market. I mean, this is a tournament won last year by Johnny Clayton. Probably I wouldn't say he was a shock winner, but he was, you know, he came out of the radar and then he went on to having a fantastic year. Michael van Gerwen has always been dominant in this tournament. He's got a fantastic record, double in, double out. But this time around, I don't think I've ever seen a darts tournament in all the years that I've been watching darts or covering darts that is more competitive. I think that, you know, it's a 32 player tournament. But anybody can beat anybody. And the first round has offered some unbelievable size. You wouldn't even, you know, five of them you'd say could be the final.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first round is high quality. There's one section of the draw that contains Johnny Clayton, Dave Chisnall. Trying to pick a winner just to come out into the quarterfinal stage is hard enough, let alone win the event. So it's a high class draw, in the double in format and the short format. You're just not sure who's going to get through those early phases.
So before we go on to the picks and before we go on, when you look at the first round matches, do you think that it's a good strategy to oppose favourites with the fact that it's a double in, a double out, first of two sets? I mean, it's so random. So, you know, from a bookmaking perspective, you would be happy to take money on the favourites at minus money. And from a betting perspective, would you be looking for people at a little bit bigger odds to get with, or would you think, you know, the cream will rise to the top?
No, I expect a few shocks. I've looked at the eight seeds, and I wouldn't be surprised if four or five of those crashed out in the first round. So I think backing or choosing players' odds against is not the worst strategy in the first round. Obviously, you need to be selective. But yeah, I wouldn't be banking on any short price favourites coming through. I think that's a dangerous game.
Yeah, it's probably a good thing to do in the World Championships, the first round, bet the favourites in parlays, because it's always quite profitable. In this tournament, this is a favourites nightmare. Just be very, very careful when you're looking at the match bets. Not necessarily to win it, because the best players usually win this tournament. You go back through the list of winners, Michael van Gerwen, like I say, very dominant this tournament. The best players do win it. Let's look at the outright prices. So we're going to come on to some matches in a minute. Let's look at the outright prices. And Bet Rivers have number one seed, and the tournament favourite is Gerwen prices, plus 450. Gerwen prices had a bit of an indifferent year, but he's suddenly starting to hit a bit of form. Michael van Gerwen is plus 550. And I did say to you at the beginning there that this tournament has been given some very, very tough first rounds. In the first round, he's up against Gary Anderson, his old foe. That is a really difficult encounter between the two of those. So that if he gets over that obstacle, then you expect his odds to crash. But if he doesn't, obviously he's out. Peter Wright is the reigning world champion, plus 750. Johnny Clayton, defending champion, who's in 9. Luke Humphreys, the kid who's been on fire in a lot of the lesser tournaments, at 12. And Michael Smith, 14. They're the leading contenders. Just look at that sort of list there. Where do you think the value lies? I've looked at the draw. I don't see any top half favourite or bottom half favourite. I think it's a really, really tough draw. I think it's a really, really tough place to be. And I don't see any advantage being in one side or the other with the quality in it. But what do you think? You're the main man. You've broken it down. Where do you think that we should be heading in the outright market?
Well, I'm not particularly usually a favourites man, but I think Gerwen Price heads the market because he's not got the worst draw in the world. I think he's in the top half. He's avoided that quarter we mentioned at the start with Johnny Clayton, Peter Wright, Dirk van Dijven, Bardet. That's the quarter you want to avoid. I wouldn't be betting in that section at all. Although whoever comes out that section is going to fancy the chances of going right for the final then. But yeah, I think Gerwen Price has got a nice draw. He starts off against Martin Schindler, beating him recently. He comes into this event as the World Series of Darts Championship in his last event. So he's coming on the back of a title. As you say, he had an indifferent spell at one point, but he also reached the match play final. So, and he's also winner of this 2 years ago and lost in the final last year. So he's actually good at this format. And of all the players in the field this year, he's the most likely player to hit the double first dart, Gerwen Price. So he's averaging 45% first attempt at the double this year. So for me, the format suits him perfectly, and I think he's got a nice draw in the top quarter.
It's a very interesting point you made there about the doubles. You know, he's got a 45% hit rate on the first double. That is huge. That's a huge advantage to have. Looking at the main contenders and looking at your stats, who are the other ones who are high on the first doubles, and who are the ones that you wouldn't expect to hit the first double, so we could look to possibly fade a few of those?
Well, we'll come on to the match betting after, but Michael Smith, for example, he ranks 24th out of 32 hitting the double first dart, so he's about 36%. So yeah, I wouldn't be too keen on him. Peter Wright, he ranks 9th. Michael van Gerwen 21st, actually, which is surprising. Johnny Clayton 6th. Luke Humphreys 3rd. So again, he's having a good season. So all the pretenders, other than probably Michael van Gerwen and actually Michael Smith, are ranking fairly highly on that metric. Interestingly, for all double attempts this year on stage, James Wade ranks highest at 44%. So yeah, that's a different way of looking at it. And again, he's always been good at the doubles, good at the finishing. So, and he's twice a previous winner, James Wade. So, well, of the favourites, I quite like the look of Gerwen Price. I think that his double statistics and his previous record in this event, and coming into this on the back of a win, he'd be my pick. As I say, I'm not normally a favourites man.
I've spoke to a couple other guys about the darts this week who I consider to be experts on darts, and just asked them how they feel, and you know, people who work with in the darts world, and both of them have said Gerwen Price is the man. And when you sent me the WhatsApp through to said you'd like to bet Gerwen Price, that was enough for me. All three of the guys I listened to have all told me Gerwen Price, so I've actually pulled the trigger and I've bet him today, plus 450 Gerwen Price. when you look at these tournaments, just before we come on to sort of the other contenders in his tournament, when you look at these tournaments, do you think that the players are looking at them it's like they want to get their match game finally tuned for the World Championship? Do you think there's a lot of players that think, you know what, we really want to play well here, or is it you don't want to peak too early? There's a sort of nature, you don't want to peak too early and play your best darts now and go to the World Championship thinking, well, I'm the man to beat.
I think they look at the actual phase from now to the World Championships. I want to get a bit of form and start winning titles, especially as there's so many on a TV between now and then. So they get a lot of practice in front of the big cameras. And the World Grand Prix is obviously a big event. It's run over the space of a week. So I think this is the one way from here on in, you start looking to get a bit of form going. So set you up nicely for the World Championship. Although the event in itself is a big event. I think a lot of people just want to get through that first round more than anything. And then you get to a slightly longer format and you expect the favourites to come out on top then. But yeah, I think it's the start of the end of the season. So I think they start looking to get form at the right time now.
You touched on James Wade, the machine. He's 40-1 with BetRivers to win this tournament. A man that doesn't really get the high scores. He doesn't get the massive 180s, but he's steady on the hundreds, and he's very good on the doubles. Like you say, he's a previous winner in this event. 40-1, what do you think about that odds?
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised his recent record in the event isn't the best. The last few years, he's not been going far and going deep in the event, but I quite like the 40-1 available. He got to the semi-finals recently in the World Series. He made it to the Premier League top four, so he's actually played well. Obviously, he had a bit of a heart scare early in the year, but he seems to be finding the form. And if he finds his doubles, he's in the second quarter. He's in that same quarter as Michael Smith, who I mentioned before, who doesn't have a great record in this event. And Michael Smith's had some stinkers of first round draws. He's drawn Price three times in the last 6 years, Whitlock, Lewis, all those players. So he's drawn Aspinall. So that draw could open up for James Wade. And I think when he's doubling holds sway, plus because you're reliant on the double and going away, sometimes you don't need that big first visit to set you up for the set or for the leg. You can get away with going away quick and just keeping the pressure on the opponent.
Yeah, I think he's always a major threat in these tournaments, James Wade, especially this format. I think he's tailor-made for him. He doesn't hit the massive amount of 180s, but very, very reliant on the doubles and very, very consistent. He's one of these players that you look at James Wade and think to yourself, he doesn't hit prolific things, but he wins tournaments. He's a grinder. He bang, bang, bangs, very steady. And at 40-1, a guy who's won it twice before, a proven winner, someone who's got experience beyond doubt. So I think there's a lot of these prices that I see, like Danny Noppert, 28-1, great season, but I want to Damien Hetter, 30, Andrew Gilding, 40s. I mean, these players, how can James Wade be behind them in the betting? I mean, really, it's just an overreaction, I feel. Okay, so that's the outright. So the outright markets, we're going to go for two picks, yeah? We're going to go for the tournament favourite, Gerwyn Price at +450. And we're going to go each way on James Wade at 40-1. Is that the strategy we want to do?
Yeah, I mean, Price is the main pick. But I think, as you say, at 40-1, Wade's good value there. He's in the same quarter as Noppart and Smith. I do like Danny Noppart, but if you said to me, I can have 25-1 Noppart or 40-1 James Wade, I think I'd be siding with Wade just about there. So
yeah, and obviously BetRivers are offering a half the odds 1-2, which means you get a half the odds of the 40-1 for that player to make the final. So James Wade to make the final is 20-1, which is almost the same price as Dave Chisnell to win the tournament. I mean, I know he's on the back of a big win at the weekend, but come on, let's be honest. James Wade 20-1 to make the final. Dave Chisnell 20-1. When the nerves get going, Dave Chisnell, he can't hit a barn door without a double. Let's have a look at the matches. So, like I said, these matches are as good as finals. I mean, some of these games you can look at and say that this could be a semi final or a final. And obviously, the big one is Michael van Gerwen against Gary Anderson. What are you like on the first round matches? And your record on the matches has been absolutely phenomenal on this on the BetRivers network on the dart stuff so far. So what's caught your eye on the matches?
Yeah, I think so far, actually, I think the record is it four singles, three winners and a treble last time out. So, and that came in as well. So I think it's 6 out of 7 so far we've got on the singles.
All I know is that your winners have meant that I don't spend much time in England in the last few months because of your dart success. That's all I know.
So, I mean, with this one, obviously, it's a bit more tricky to try and pick a winner, but I quite like Bunting at his trading just just slightly odds on to beat Brendan Darlan. Neither one of them is in fantastic form, I'll be honest, but Bunting made the semi-final in this event last year. And he comes into the back of this, although he's lost five of his last seven, he's actually averaged 100 plus in four of those six matches. So he's not playing too badly. And Darlan is not having a great season. He has won an event this year, Darlan, fairly recently, but that sort of shadows a lot of what has been going on. He's not been happy with his own performance. And I think Bunting's got that higher level. So I think Bunting at a shade odds on would be probably my pick at the odds in the first round.
Yeah, Bunting, Stephen Bunting, this game is on... When does this game start? Do you know when this game... I think it's later in the week, I think. I think it's Monday. Is it Monday? I think it's Monday. Yeah, I think it's Monday. I think the game's Monday. It's a Monday. It's at 2:30 p.m.
Eastern second time. John for Monday night.
Yeah, so it's 2:30 p.m. Eastern time. Stephen Bunting to beat Brendan Dolan. Stephen Bunting is -125. Brendan Dolan is even money or +100. Brendan Dolan just very, very, very methodical. Stephen Bunting's got all the flair and get off to a fast start. I like that as well. So that would that be your best pick of the first round?
At the value, I also quite like odds against Aspinall to beat Smith. Smith doesn't have a great record in this event. Aspinall was injured early in the year, but he seems to have come back to form quite well this year. Aspinall, last 2-3 years ago, he got to the quarterfinal, so he's got a bit of pedigree there. And I think he's playing better than he was this time last year. He's trading odds against, and Michael Smith's record in this event has not been great. Last 5 years, Smith has gone out in the first round four times and the second round on the other. So I quite like that. I think Smith's game's set up for the power scoring. I think having that first visit where you require a double sort of puts him on a back burner a bit. So I quite like Aspinall at odds against.
Yeah, Aspinall was +115 against Michael Smith, who's -143. That game is on Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern. There's also a total leg market, which is over and under 4.5 legs. And the spread is -1.5, where Michael Smith and Aspinall gets +1.5, which Aspinall's a very heavy favourite, a -315. But Aspinall to beat Smith at +115 as an outsider that Carl likes. What else? Any other matches
I've got a short price treble. Again, it's not at the odds, nothing to get carried away. I think James Wade to win his opener against Martin Lukeman, Luke Humphries to beat Chris Dalby, and Danny Knoppart to beat Gabriel Clemens in the first round. I think I'd be siding with all those. Humphries is a player I quite like anyway to go deep. He's in quarter four with Michael Van Gerwen, and his Dublin's great. In fact, Dalby's record on the Dublin, he ranks 30th of all the 32 players first start attempt at the double. And overall for the doubles for the year, he actually ranks the lowest of the 32. So although he's a previous semi-finalist, Humphries is in good form. I quite like Humphries to go deep. So Humphries, Knoppart and Wade all to win their opening first round matches is a little treble I like.
Yeah, that trebles. Wade is in singles. Wade is -230. Knoppart is -215. Humphries is -250. And the parlay plays +182 with Bet Rivers. And your record on parlays is pretty good at the most. So we definitely want to make note of that. You've looked at some props as well. I mean, Bet Rivers have a whole host of different props on his darts. So, you know, the popularity of darts has been fantastic. The tournament went to New York and the popularity was great over there and the betting levels were going up and up and up. They've got bets on to win the quarter, and there's a bet you like to win one of the quarters, isn't there?
Yeah, I do. I just mentioned Luke Humphries. He's in quarter four, so he's in the same quarter as Michael Van Gerwen, but he's in good form. He's registered 800 plus averages in his last 16 matches. He didn't play last week. He's expecting the birth of his child any time now. So that might be a distraction. But Van Gerwen, since his match play win, he's won an event down under. But since that win, he's struggled. I think he's lost five of his last seven matches, something like that. And I think Humphries poses a threat to him. And I like Humphries, the odds in that quarter. I think the draw actually could open up for him nicely. He could actually be one of those who gets a nice run to the final. He's having the season of his life. He's won multiple times on the Euro Tour. So, yeah, I think Humphries could win that quarter, causing a bit of a shock, especially if we see an early shot with Van Gerwen facing Anderson. You just never know who's going to come through that one.
That's what I was just about to say. I mean, it doesn't help, does it, with you've got when you've got the Van Gerwen up against Gary Anderson in the first round. So anything could possibly happen there. I mean, with Humphrey, what quarter was that? Was it the second quarter or third quarter?
He's in quarter four. So he's in the bottom half, quarter four. Incidentally, when we're talking quarters, I would be avoiding quarter three at all costs. It's just stacked with players of the highest quality, and trying to pick one is hard enough. I mean, Chisnell's in that section. He's got a great record last few years in this event. Chisnell, he's quarter final, runner up, semi final, quarter final last 4 years. So, and he comes into this on the back of a win, but he's in that section with Vandenberg, Clayton, and Van Dijvenbode, and then his reward could potentially be Peter Wright before he even gets to the semi final. So. It's a mammoth quarter to come through. So avoid quarter three, but I do like Humphreys in quarter four against Van Gerwen.
Yeah, quarter three comes with a public wealth warning. Do not get involved in quarter three. Avoid at all costs, but get stuck into quarter four, and Luke Humphreys at +$3, +300 is the bet from Carl. So let's give you a recap of the bets for the World Grand Prix this week. Starts on Sunday. Gerwen Price, number one seed, tournament favourite. Lots of people are talking about him. Carl echoes the thoughts that I've been told. +450. He's the guy we think's the one to beat. You know, absolutely Gerwen Price, our main pick. For an outsider, for an each way bet, half the odds 1-2. James Wade, 2 times winner here before. Loves the format. Really good statistics on the double. He's 40-1. You get 20-1 with Bet Rivers for him to make the final if you hit that each way button. On the props, Luke Humphreys to win quarter four at 3-1. 300 is the price for Luke Humphreys with Michael Van Gerwen. You know, got a great record here, but got a really, really tough first round. You couldn't ask for a tougher first round opponent than Gary Anderson. The match bets were very, very strong on Stephen Bunting to beat Brendan Dolan, -125. That game is on Monday. And on Tuesday, an outsider we like is Aspinall to beat Smith at +115. And the parlay, which plays +182, we're going for James Wade, Danny Noppert, and Luke Humphreys. They're individually the -230, -250, and -250. But the parlay plays +182. Carl, it's been a pleasure as always. When's the next darting event we're going to be talking about? When are we back up on the darts tour?
If we look at the big events, probably the Grand Slam in November.
Yeah, we're back then, and then the World Championship. Is there any early value? You know, if you're looking at the World Championship market now, you're thinking, you know, if Gerwen Price wins this, for example, is he going to be cut for the World Championship? Was there anyone we should be looking at now in that World Championship market?
No, I've not really got my eye on anybody at the odds now. I mean, I've got involved quite early in the season. I'm on Luke Humphreys at 50-1. He's trading about 12-1 now, and I've got Noppert at 80-1, and he's trading sort of at 20-1. So I'm on a few decent bets early in the season. At the current odds, I'd probably be keeping my eye on Johnny Clayton. Actually, I think he may start to hit form, but he's around about the 10-1 mark. But if he wins this and retains that title, you could see that tumble. But there's nothing to get carried away just at the moment, I don't think. It's sort of seeing which of these big players is going to go on a bit of a run now. But if I was picking one, probably Clayton at a shorter price, and perhaps Nathan Aspinall at a bigger price at the moment, about 33-1. He's previous semi-finalist twice in the World Championship, so he seems to be playing into form, and obviously if he comes and goes close in this, that will shorten as well. So probably Clayton and Aspinall keep an eye at the moment at the odds.
Okay, well, it's going to be an unbelievable few months to build up to the World Darts Championship, which is, I think the World Darts Championship starts the day after the World Cup final or round about the World Cup final. So what an unbelievable few months we've got here on the Bet Rivers Network. We've got everything covered, and it's all going to come to this party time at the World Championship where Carl's going to be on and giving his picks, and his picks are absolutely invaluable. Carl, it's been a great pleasure to talk to you again, my friend. Take care, keep safe, and good luck this week. Everyone watching us, thank you very much for watching us again. Please subscribe to the YouTube channel. Please subscribe to us on download our stuff on whichever podcast provider you have, and thank you very much for everyone who subscribes. And you can follow both myself and Carl. Carl will be giving his picks, he may be giving us some match picks as the tournament goes on, because we're not going to be able to do these on our Twitter handle, which is @BecauseWeWin. Also, Carl, if anyone wants to follow your great work on the statistics, where do they need to go and have a look at that?
So you can check out @CarlyFletch or @Darts_Tracker. Either one of those I'll be tweeting on in the event, and just keep an eye on any stats there.
Yeah, very important tournament for stats, this one. The doubles, most important. Doubles in, doubles out. And if you want to be drinking doubles, Carl Fletcher is the only man you need to be talking to for this week. Take care, everyone, and we'll be back very soon.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Bullseye on the Bet Rivers Network.